Saudara pendengar, anggota Parlemen Papua Nugini untuk Pulau Manus menanggapi klaim dua pencari suaka yang ditangkap dan diserang oleh polisi di pusat penahanan imigrasi di luar Australia. Diduga para petugas memukuli dua pria Iran pada malam tahun baru dan tidak memberikan perawatan medis sebelum dikeluarkan dari tahanan polisi. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya. Kelompok Koalisi Aksi Pengungsi, Advokasi dan Support mengatakan, kedua pria tersebut berusia sekitar 20-an berada di kawasan pemukiman pengungsi di Lorengau di Kepulauan Manus. Ketika mereka ditahan dan dipukuli oleh polisi Papua Nugini dan petugas imigrasi. Dalam foto yang dirilis memperlihatkan kedua pria Iran dengan wajah yang sebagian bengkak ditandai dengan luka dan memar pada tubuh mereka. Juru bicara Ian Rintel menyatakan mereka sedang dalam perjalanan menuju perayaan malam tahun baru ketika mereka diserang.
They were first approached by immigration police. They told them they had no right to be outside of the detention center, and they were quickly then joined by PNG police. And subsequently, they were quite savagely beaten and taken into police custody. There are no particular charges, but there are quite serious injuries being inflicted on these two people for absolutely no reason.
Rintel mengatakan, kedua pria tersebut ditahan oleh polisi lebih dari 35 jam selama waktu itu mereka tidak mendapatkan perawatan medis. Ia juga menambahkan, International Health and Medical Services, agen yang menyediakan perawatan medis kepada tahanan di dalam pusat proses Australia, siap siaga menemui mereka setelah mereka bebas.
It looks like one of them's got a broken nose, the other possibly a broken wrist. The wrist is swollen and malformed. One thinks he may have a broken jaw. He's not been able to move his jaw. He's not been able to, drink or eat while he's been in custody.
Namun, anggota Parlemen Pulau Manus, Ronnie Knight, mengatakan kedua pria itu dianggap melakukan tindakan antisosial dan mereka di bawah pengaruh obat dan alkohol ketika polisi menemukan mereka.
They were making a nuisance of themselves, stopping traffic, harassing people on the road, chasing young girls, making idiots of themselves.
Knight menduga mereka juga berkelahi dengan petugas kepolisian. Ia membela tindakan polisi Papua Nugini.
What happened to these two young fellows? It's not anything that doesn't happen to our people when they get out of line. They get the same treatment. And to defend my policeman, Ian Manus, we're outnumbered, we're undermanned, and in situations like this, there's no option but they have to be brutal to put an end to what they're doing really quick, you know? And that is the fact of life in Papua New Guinea at the moment. This is not Australia. If you're in Papua New Guinea, you abide by PNG law.
Pihak Departemen Imigrasi Australia mengatakan tidak dapat memberikan komentar atas insiden tersebut karena itu merupakan urusan pihak polisi Papua New Guinea. Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton sementara ini mengatakan kepada Radio 2GB, para pembela hak pengungsi tersebut mencoba menggunakan kasus ini untuk menyerang kebijakan imigrasi pemerintah. Menurutnya, apa yang terjadi sebenarnya masih belum jelas.
If people have had an interaction with the PNG police on a New Year's Eve night, I would wait to see the full facts of that case before I'd make any comment to say that they were targeted because they were refugees or because they were part of the Manus Island population.
Ian Rintel dari Koalisi Aksi Pengungsi mengatakan, pemerintah Australia bertanggung jawab pada para tahanan di Pulau Manus dan seharusnya menyelidiki insiden tersebut. Ia menambahkan, pengalaman kedua pria warga Iran menggarisbawahi masalah keselamatan dan keamanan para pencari suaka dan pengungsi di pulau itu.
Perhaps more immediately, the government could do something about ensuring that there are proper lawful processes, that there are inquiries, that people get the medical attention, that they need.